This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Oklahoma Supreme Court struck down a law requiring state agencies to recognize the death of a child in any abortion. The law also sought to protect young teens from predators by preserving DNA evidence from abortions for use by prosecutors and by strengthening existing parental consent laws. That court unanimously ruled that the law failed to address only one subject, even though the state argued abortion was that single legislative subject. For nearly a decade, abortion advocates have been finding ways to get crude abortion drugs into pro-life countries worldwide. A D.C.-based pro-life group that supports pro-life legislators worldwide points to a new U.N. study lauding the use of an ulcer medication used to introduce crude chemical abortions to pro-life countries. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. Doctors are being spoken of in cruel and harsh terms that perhaps only the most altruistic admirers of the medical profession may appreciate. An editorial at lifenews.com tells how, in the minds of very mainstream ethicists, healthcare workers should be seen as those conscribed into military service. If you have a conscientious objection to abortion or infanticide or assisting in early death of patients, fine. Stand and defend yourself before a tribunal in the same way as those who have sought exemption from military conscription. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.